Snow mixed with rain greeted visitors to the Jefferson Memorial and the adjacent tidal basin. Photographer Judy Young was hoping to snap shots of the city's famous cherry blossoms covered with snow.
Well, I came down here to find some snow on these beautiful cherry blossoms, or even the buds. Did I find snow? No, it's raining this morning.
School groups visiting on spring break were also disappointed. Some arrived unaware that cooler than expected weather delayed the blossoms on the cherry trees, given to the United States by Japan more than 100 years ago. Marshall True, a student from California, hoped to take home a special souvenir for his Japanese language instructor.
I got to go to a Japanese class, and she was really wanting to see pictures of cherry blossoms, so I have to disappoint her.
It's lucky for us that we brought these clothes, because it's winter here, not spring.
Sonia Bastidas is a tourist from Switzerland. She and her traveling companion, Mark Schmid, hope to see Washington's spring spectacular while in town.
And we were hoping to see it, but, you know, it's a bit early, I guess. So maybe during the end of the trip we'll get to see some.
The National Park Service updated its prediction of peak bloom time for the District of Columbia's cherry trees because of the cold weather. It now says the cherry blossoms will be in full bloom in early April. Marcus Harton, VOA News, Washington.